first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
Welcome, everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Yes, you are, baby. You ready to rock and roll Vegas style today?
I'm so ready.
We are going to the hot city of Las Vegas and the International Hotel. Elvis had a 7-year contract with the International. It started in 1969 and went all the way through, and he did some amazing shows there. Especially in 1969 and 1970.
Oh, absolutely. What an amazing run he had all them years.
Absolutely. And we're going to feature some of the best stuff from those 2 years. And you're going to hear a lot of information today from Charlie Hodge, his right-hand man.
I love Charlie.
Yeah, we all love Charlie. He played guitar for Elvis. He actually really was a lot of...
Very talented.
A lot of talent in that little fella. And he was a big part of all these live shows. He really did a lot of the song research for Elvis and helped him arrange and do everything.
Exactly. Yep.
And Elvis used to throw his guitar to Charlie on stage when Charlie wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
But Elvis expected Charlie to always catch the guitar
in
the air.
Yeah, I think Charlie kind of knew it was coming his way at some point, yeah.
But you're going to hear a lot from him today. TL's going to tell you where to get your Elvis on when you're in Las Vegas. And I'm going to share some Elvis myths with you. Do you think you know what the highest grossing Elvis live album was during his lifetime?
I bet I could guess.
Well, don't guess now, because we're going to talk about that in a little while.
Alrighty.
Put your thinking caps on, everybody, and see if you figure it out. And it's just going to be all about Las Vegas and Elvis's fine performances at the International Hotel. Baby, what do you think? Is it time to get busy?
Let them roll, baby.
Here one night with you,
crew would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always live every quiet life. I ain't never. Now I know that very quiet life has been too long. Here one night with you is what I'm not paying for. The things that we two could plan wouldn't make.
Elvis has got that beat that makes you want to tap your feet. Blue Sway Connection is rocking and rolling, baby.
Well, I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind. Yes, I did. To live in memory of such a long, lonely time. I said it's useless to say, yes it is, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Who's had the hour? Make me blue. Well, they say it heals a broken heart. Oh, yes, it does now. But time has been still since we've been apart. And I can't stop loving you. I said I made up. Made up my mind, yes I did, to live in memory of such a long, lonely time. And I can't stop wanting you. I said it's useless to say, yes it is, so I just live my life.
I'll tell you what, one good thing that about Elvis is a good thing he had a good appetite, because I understand that he would lose tons of weight in these early concerts.
Oh, I'm sure. You can hear it.
Yeah, you can hear how active he is all over that stage and just the way he just moved around nonstop.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I remember I watched That's the Way It Is with a friend, a close friend of ours one time, and at the end of it, he said, I'm tired just watching it watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know how he did that.
Yeah.
But we hope you're enjoying it. We are just getting started here on Blue Suede Connection today. And, you know, I told you we're going to hear a lot from Charlie Hodge. He's going to kick off our next set. And he was there. He was up close and personal. He helped Elvis set these shows up. He went to Vegas early with Elvis as they looked at the stage and figured out what they wanted to do.
Yeah, he helped him do the rehearsals.
Charlie doesn't get a whole... I mean, he gets credit, but people don't realize...
He's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But before we get to Charlie, share something with us.
All righty. So, ElvisFandom.com. So, this just kind of wraps up Elvis's shows there. He failed 13 years prior to 1969. So, Elvis was very, very nervous coming on stage. But he broke house records, drawing 100,000 people and grossing $1.5 million.
Whoa.
And he was reportedly earning $100,000 a week.
that's a little bit of money there, wouldn't you say?
That's pretty good. That's totally awesome. Yeah. I got something else for you.
Yes.
So what if I said Five the Fever, Wally Cleaver loves the beaver?
Oh my, what's that
mean? You'd be rolling some fives on the crap table.
On that opening night in Vegas in 1969, boy, there were so many big just superstars, you know, that came to see Elvis, you know.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a buzzer tree. My friends say I'm acting, a while is a bug, I'm in love. I'm all shook up, yeah. While my hands are shaking and my knees are weak, I can't seem to stand on my own two. Oh, who do you think of when you have such a look? I'm in love. I'm all shook up, yeah. Now, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little screwed up, I'm gonna feel. When I'm here, the girl, and I love it. My heart, it's scared of me to death, but she touched my hand. What a chill I've got. My lips are like a volcano on his heart. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little screwed up, but I feel when I meet a girl and I love it. My heart beats so it scares me to death, but she touched my hand. The chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano in his heart. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Sammy Davis Jr., of course, every time we played Vegas, I think, he came and he wouldn't sit in the booth. He wanted to be right next to the stage at one of those tables. So, like he said, I can see the man work, you know?
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile could bring you near to me. Don't it? Let me find you gone, 'cause that could bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you my love. It's all.
Cary Grant was there, and they said that the whole time he was in the booth back there watching Elvis' performance, that he just wiped his eyes through the whole thing. He thought it was so beautiful. And he came backstage and he said, "Elvis, are you going to take this show on the road?" He said, "Yes, sir, we plan to." He said, "Oh, that's good. The people should see you."
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That's good stuff right there.
Oh, amazing.
You know, you and I were never able to see Elvis perform live in concert.
No, came close. But
if you were able to have seen him at any time, I this is definitely the time I'd want to see him, 69 and 70.
Yeah, no, that would be my pick, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, now I would like to see 56 too, but whatever year we would have saw him in or whatever time frame, it would have been great.
Oh, absolutely.
You know that. You
yeah.
know that. Hey, by the way, if you did get to see Elvis in concert, we would love to know about that. If you've ever met Elvis, we would love to know about that. And there's ways you can let us know all about your experience.
All righty. Come on over to Facebook. Type in Blue Sway Connection in the search bar. We'll pop right up and you can contact us right there or at our website at bluesuedeconnection.com.
Hey, throw one of those things at me again.
Hey, baby, an ace caught a loose deuce.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of it's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. But if you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hey, friend, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you. Yabba-dabba-doo!
the law. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel, you are just true. Well, baby, if I made you mad, you feel like you've been had. Please just forget the past before I kick your. Let us say I do. Then you'll know you have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel, you are true. Oh, I don't want no other. Maybe it's just you. Don't be cruel, you are true. Don't be cruel, you are true.
All right, good stuff right there. Two classic nice. Hits in one.
Wow, I'm telling you.
Jailhouse Rockin', Don't Be Cruel. All right, baby, MilkXYZ.com. I'm going to use these throughout the show today.
Okay.
They come out with their insane Elvis myths, and there's a lot of crazy myths out there. And by the way, I want to get something off my chest, which I like to do once in a while.
Oh, no, here we go.
No, this is not too bad. The preacher is not Elvis. If you have an IQ the size of a pea, you believe that Bob Joyce is Elvis Presley. He is not. Folks, research a little bit. There is tons of photos of Bob Joyce and his wife when they were younger, when they got married.
He's too young anyway.
Yes, exactly. He is not Elvis.
He'd have to be in his 80s.
Exactly. The spa guy did a whole episode where he went and talked to Bob Joyce, and Bob Joyce just kind of laughed it off because I'm not Elvis.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, Bob Joyce is not Elvis. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I feel better now. Is it okay?
Okay.
It's our show. I can get away with that.
Ah, okay.
MilkXYZ.com, insane Elvis myths. I'll just give you one or two here. This is almost as silly as Elvis is the preacher.
Ah.
Elvis was a special operative DEA agent. Conspiracy theorists believe his meeting with President Nixon in 1972 was really an agreement for Elvis to begin a service with the DEA.
I think he wanted that.
He just wanted a badge.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just wanted a
that
badge.
That was just what he said to get a badge?
Yes. Elvis is still alive. We've heard this one for years. I'm sorry, we all wish he was, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's with us in spirit. Some claim that Graceland was equipped with a secret tunnel left over from the secret railroad.
Oh, Lord, that's a good one.
Which allowed him to crawl out when he decided to fake his death.
I hadn't heard this one.
Yeah. And others say the body in the coffin was a wax
that
dummy.
That I had heard, yeah.
Oh, okay. Lordy. We're better than that. We owe Elvis better than that. Stop the nonsense, folks. No more myths. Be proud, great, intelligent Elvis fans. Woo! Can I get an amen?
Amen, brother.
T-Rider.
Oh, I see you, T.C. Rider. Oh, see you, what you have done. Oh, I see you, T.C. Rider. Oh, see you, what you have done. I'm going away, baby, and I won't be back to fall. Well, if I find me a good girl, I wanna be back at home. Hear what I say, baby.
what you have done. CC Rider, I said 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 CC Rider.
And Yul Brynner came backstage one night, and it was that magnificent, big, manly voice of his. You know, he said, Elvis, thank you for the enormous amount of pleasure you've given us this evening.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. My people, don't you understand? The child needs a help. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. I'll take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a coin blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the big, freaky International Hotel with his little weirdo dolls on the walls and his little funky angels on the ceiling. You ain't seen nothing, you seen a funky angel, boy, I'll tell you for sure. This is my first live appearance in 9 years. Thank you. I appeared dead before, but this is my first live one. So before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. And I hope you get a kick out of it. After the show, baby, after the show.
Doing what you want me, oh baby. you what you want.
Much energy in this show. So I love it. I love it. I love it. It makes this show even more high energy filled. It brings it out in us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes us more animated. Mm. I love it. Yes. I love it. I love it. I love doing this Blue Suede Connection show, don't you?
I do too.
Makes my week.
I'm here, aren't I?
I like planning it. I like putting the music together. Then I like hearing you put it all together and edit it and putting it out to the world.
Yeah, it's fun.
It kind of works. We're a good team, aren't we?
We are.
So I'm going to let you do the whole next bit, and you can do one of those little zingers.
Boxcar 12's A Hobo's Delight on a Cold Rainy Night.
My Wawa fell, I sure did. And it spilled on my mic. Well, I'll tell you what, I'd knock into the next county, you know that? Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? I do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Did you filled with pain, shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Oh, Lord, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh, God. Oh, man, I think. And I had no cause to dodge. Sing it, baby. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you.
I was the one who taught her to lie the way that she
kisses you now. A long time ago, man, I don't know. You know the way she touches your cheek. I taught her how. Boy, I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under her thumb. You learned a lesson when she broke your heart. I was the one who said, da 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 da. That's all. I don't even remember it, man.
Elvis taking requests from the crowd right there. He wasn't prepared to do I Was the One, but being the guy that he was and the spontaneous kind of guy he was, he goes, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
He forgot the words and everything, but he was just a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun, and mm-hmm. I think that Elvis, you've heard different interviews, I think, in New York. He said he missed that connection with an audience.
Right, yeah.
And he really fed off of the people. He really did.
Right.
The ham in him came out when he heard you laugh. That made him want to just make you laugh more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just kind of played with folks, and he was a very personable guy on stage, you know.
I think he was in real life, too.
Yeah. He was. He engaged with people.
I mean, he kept himself a little bit shut away from the world because he kind of had to for his own peace of mind.
Right.
But when he chose to step out down to the gates of Graceland or the mm-hmm. gates there in Hollywood, in his homes there in California, he was very in yeah. touch with the people.
When people talk about he loved the fans, that's not just talk. He really did. He really yeah. loved you and I, and he would love Loose Weight Connection, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Probably could have got him to come on every now and then.
He would have. He would have done it. I'm sure.
Could you imagine?
Well, Parker wouldn't have let him, but he would have wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah. Parker would. That's true. Yeah.
Hey, we're coming back at you there with one of my favorite Elvis crooner songs from the 50s, done in 1970.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Bonzo, Nancy, and I have made our Blue Suede connection, and we're glad you did too.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. But love, break my faithful heart. Sad and blue, crying on
love me.
I love you.
Seven best lyrics from Elvis Presley songs. I'm not going to share all seven. I'll share them throughout the show today. Goodnet.com put these out. And the lyrics, you know, we know them, but sometimes you really don't listen to them real well. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything.
Yeah.
That's, of course, the wonder of you. And we played this song a little earlier. As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Live each day as if it were your last. As written in the stars, your destiny is cast. One you don't hear very often.
Well, no. Come on. Well, I said I got a woman across town, good to me. Oh yeah. Well, I said I got a woman across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah. I see my baby, don't you understand? I love a man. Well, I said I got a woman across town. Say the love early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah. You say the love just for me. We're friendly. Well, I said I got a woman across town. Yeah, true. Oh yeah. She's there to love me all day and night. Never grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never run in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. Right there now, you know, we got a woman way across town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. I see my baby. Don't you understand? I got a way across town, she's good to me. Come on, you can do it. Come on, son. Show. Pretty get ready now, go get over, don't you? Devil my blue suede. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede. You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you? Devil my blue suede. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get it ready now, go, can't go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. And you can do anything, but they all will have a blue suede shoe. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. To get ready now, go, can't go, but don't step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but they all for my blue suede shoes. Oh! It's a blue suede shoe, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue suede shoe, blue suede shoe. And you can do anything, but they all for my
I'll tell you what. If you're not tapping your toes and moving your legs around or moving your arms or something, there's something wrong with you today.
Oh, yeah. This is hopping stuff.
These Vegas shows were hot, man. He was on fire. The crowd was on fire, just having a good time.
Right.
And that's what we're doing today. It's all about the International Hotel in Las Vegas, the best performances that happened there. Coming up here in the next hour, you're going to share where to get your Elvis on when in Las Vegas, right?
That's right,
baby. Looking forward to that one.
If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind. If you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego. I believe you'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Oh, walk a mile in my shoes. Oh, walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. Now, if we spend the day throwing stones at one another, cause I don't think I'll wear my hair same way you do. Oh, well, I may be common people, but I'm your brother. And when you strike out to try to hurt me, it's hurting you. Lord have mercy. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize and accuse, to walk about in my shoes. Now there are people on reservation and out in the ghetto. And brother, there, before the grace of God, go you and I. If I only had the wings of a little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain, and then I'd cry, 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 walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time that you'll always let it be me.
Sing it, Mark.
That's all right with me. Some people say I'm wasting time, yeah, but they don't really know. I like what I see. I see what I like, yeah. It gives me such a glow. Sitting on the back porch, yeah, all by myself. Along came Mary Jane, and I'm with somebody else. Yeah. That's all right with me. Some people say I'm wasting time, yeah, but I don't really care. I like what I see. I see what I like, yeah, and it gives me such a glow. Sitting on the back porch, all by myself.
Child, I shall be there.
A Blue Suede Connection will be right back.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
She don't, oh God, my, I know she loves me, my, well, my babe, I know she loves me, my babe. Hell, my baby, I know she loves me, my baby. Hell, my baby, I know she loves me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. I know she loves me. Oh, my baby.
We be rocking, we be rolling on Blue Suede Connection today.
That's
welcome
right.
to hour number two, everybody. We are in Las Vegas, Nevada at the International Hotel. Predominantly 1969, 1970. Those were the years where he was just so alive.
Right.
He had just done the 68 comeback special. He had a couple hits out like Suspicious Minds and mm-hmm. In the Ghetto. He was just on top of the world. And then to perform live again.
Right. Yeah.
He was just at the top of his game and he had a good time. And we hope you're hearing that in these shows today. If you're not, there's something wrong with you. I'll put it that way. And you're going to do a list in a little while of where to find your Elvis in Las Vegas, where to get your Elvis on. Why? We just love our growing family of affiliates, too. We've gotten so many, just like four in the last week or so. And we're excited about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can find out all the stations where you can find Blue Suede Connection on our website.
BlueSuedeConnection.com.
It's that easy. And here's more from Elvis's best old buddy in the world, Charlie Hodge.
Well, one by one they came. I mean, the best of the best. We had Jerry Sheff on bass, Larry Mahovarak on piano, John Wilkerson on rhythm guitar, and the great James Burton on lead guitar, and that fantastic Ronnie Tutt on drums. And I took an acoustic guitar and I sang with Elvis. Larry only made the first engagement for us, and then Glenn Hardin joined us with his piano after the next opening. Elvis then called in the Imperials Quartet and the Sweet Inspirations. And one of the Sweet Inspirations, it was four of them at that time, was Sissy Houston, the mother of Whitney Houston.
Let me get dirty. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. And it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. She'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Oh, Saturday, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was a working on a chain gang. Yeah, a mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Yeah. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and take her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a toast. And old salad hat. Get it, get you ready. Everybody said it was a shame. No, the mama was a working on the chain gang. Yo, you suck a little. Okay.
Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. Fast folks sell it, Annie. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame. Cause mama was a working on the chain gang. Suck a little both sides. No one needs to feel. Suck a little.
With a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just today. Well, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless. And my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining honey sweet below. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just a day.
Sing the song, baby.
Oh, I just can't believe.
One more time.
Oh, I just can't believe.
Yeah, one more.
Oh, I just can't believe.
For more than just a day.
Well, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my head, and it feels so small and helpless, and my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing she smiles and whispers magic, and her tears are shining on me sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay. More than just a day.
Take it.
Oh, I just can't help believing.
Yo.
Oh, I just can't help believing. Oh, I just can't help believing.
That's pretty. Isn't that pretty?
Good stuff.
That's P-U-R-T-Y here on Blue Suede Connection. We've been sharing some of these insane Elvis myths from MilkXYZ.com.
Uh-huh.
And I've learned one thing. A lot of these myths revolve around Elvis still being with us on the planet.
Uh-huh.
And that's sad. I mean, because we all want him to be here. But in a sense, he is, with things like what we're doing right now with Blue Suede Connection.
Absolutely.
You know, we try to keep the music alive and the image alive and all that stuff. That's what the purpose of Blue Suede Connection is, keeping the spirit of Elvis alive. But that's the way you do it, not by creating fake stories like this one. Some say a man who looks surprisingly like Elvis Presley purchased 2 tickets from the Memphis airport the day that Elvis left the building.
Mm.
Now, there's 100 guys walking around with sideburns and sunglasses trying to pretend like they're Elvis.
Yeah.
Another one, they say the spelling on the grave has the middle name spelled wrong, which indicates that Elvis faked his death. Elvis myths, you gotta love them, but, you know, people are gonna say what they're gonna say, believe what they wanna believe. And again, the preacher's not Elvis. Okay, baby, what did you wanna share with us, everybody over there?
Die on the wood, baby, your role's no good.
And the rehearsals before the opening were marathons. And the intensity and excitement was building, and everybody felt it. We'd rehearse all night long sometimes.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation, you give me hope to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in heaven. The wonder of you. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never. The wonder of you. Wait, when I said I needed you. You said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed with you, and now you go away. But don't you know that now you're gone, and I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me,
believe me.
You don't have to love me, but believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me.
Thank you very much.
All right, coming up in just a minute, we're going to do a little Kentucky Rain, and TL is going to tell you where to get your Elvis on when you're in Viva Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Sammy Hagar here for the Rad California Coalition. What's the plan? Figure it out. Choose a non-drinking designated driver, call a cab or a friend, take a train, a bus, or just stay put. Riders, decide before you ride. Just figure it out.
Ride, ride, ride with Sammy, drive. Drive, ride, ride with Sammy, drive.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Pee Wee Herman here. You're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
I have out a new record. It's been out about a week.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. I don't know why you would run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll be walking through, with the rain in my shoe. Searching for you.
your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally caught a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps falling down, and never here's another town that I'll be walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you, oh, oh, Kentucky rain, oh, Kentucky rain, oh, Kentucky rain, oh,
That was a big top 40 hit for Elvis there, Kentucky
nice.
Rain, back
love
in
it.
Yeah, 1970. Great song, great recording. I don't know why he dropped that from the repertoire, but he did after a while.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so great live.
Yeah, the crowd loved it, as you could hear right
mm-hmm,
there.
Yeah.
All right, well, we love hearing things from you, baby, and I miss Vegas. I really do. I can't wait till we go back again. Play by day on the pool and swim and break TL's glasses in the pool under the waterfall.
You're so mean.
Yeah, and then at night, go out and just have fun, eat good food, and lose all your money. There's nothing better than Vegas. I love it.
Exactly.
All right, well, if we do go to Vegas again, there's some places we need to check out. So with that being said, it's all yours.
All righty. So bestofvegas.com, we've got 5 ways to find Elvis in Vegas. The first one is the one we mentioned earlier, is the statue at Westgate.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have that statue commemorating Elvis's time, his performance there at the International, which is now the Westgate. We did go and look at that. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They do have an Elvis Festival in Sam's Town each year. I don't know if it's currently going on, but the casino normally holds an Elvis lookalike with world's best ETA performers.
Okay.
So you can check that out. Check Sam's Town, see if they're actually still running it. There used to be a musical called All Shook Up. I haven't seen if that is still running, but if you go to the V Theater inside the Miracle Mile shop in Planet Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
You'll see some merchandise from that show, and as well as Legends in Concert at the Flamingo.
That's a big one in the Legends.
That's probably still there, imagine, mm-hmm. even with everything going on, because it's been there for years. You can have an Elvis wedding at the Elvis Wedding Chapel. Everybody Uh-oh. Knows about that. there's a sign. This is Elvis slept here. Now, we read this before, and we still haven't checked it out, because we haven't been back since the last time we shared it. But apparently, there's a photo op on Las Vegas Boulevard. If you head downtown and you find the Normandy Motel sign, it's been restored and preserved, and it's nearby the Neon Museum. The vintage motel sign features the claim Elvis slept here, and apparently you can take a picture with it. You just got to kind of walk off trail a little bit to get down to it, from what I hear. So take yourself a photograph.
So next time we go to Vegas, that's a must for us.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, excuse me. Well. Come on, you can do it again. Come on. Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel, where you'll be. You'll be so lonely, babe. You'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never look back. And they're so lonely, baby. They're so lonely. Oh, they're so lonely, they could die.
got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down a lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be You'll be so lonely. You'll be so lonely you could die. Well, now if your baby leaves, you got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down a lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely you could die.
I remember one time when we were on tour, and I went up to Elvis and I said, Elvis, after this tour is over, I think I'm going to, you know, take a trip to Hawaii. I was going to go there by myself, just get away from everybody and relax. And Elvis said, Charlie, can't do that. I said, I think we may be doing some recordings after this tour is over. And then I didn't know it at the time, but he called Joe Esposito and said, Joe, said, get everybody together, because as soon as this tour is over, we're all going to Hawaii on a vacation. So he was going to, like, surprise me, you know, because he, you know, Elvis would think about other people.
How do you like it so far? Lying by your side, I want you sleep, and in your face, the sweetness of a child. Murmuring a dream you won't recapture, no, it will haunt the corners of your mind. Oh, I've lost you, yes, I've lost you. I can't reach you anymore. We ought to talk it over now, but reason can't stand in the fourth field. Who can tell when summer turns to old? And who can point the moment love grows cold? Softly without pain, the joy is over. The why is gone, we need the love of snow. Standing for feeling old. Feeling 6 o'clock, the baby will be crying, and you will stumble sleeping to the door. In the chill and sullen gray of morn, we play the parts that we have learned to wear.
Yeah.
If you ever talk with anyone who was there for any of those concerts, they'll tell you they laughed, they cried, they stood. They experienced something you do only once in a lifetime.
I have out a new record. It's been out about a month. It goes like this.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry, don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Why are children always first to feel the pain and hurt the worst? It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children so. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry, don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry.
Yeah. Live 1970 at the International Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's Don't Cry, Daddy. Coming up, I am going to share with you the highest grossing Elvis Presley live album during his lifetime and exactly how much it made while he was still on the earth with us. I'm going to share that with you.
And you know what, baby?
What's that?
Come out rolling a hard six. It's called A Brooklyn Forest.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk by, I think of the times we've had together while our hearts were young. I'm walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel the pain. Wishing you were here by me to end this misery, and I wonder. Thank you.
worry about Uncle John. You claim you got the misery, but you're having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, hey, 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 baby. Oh, hey, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Well, long, tall Sally, she's a real sweet. She got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Hey, 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 baby. Oh, hey, baby. Having me some fun tonight. I saw Uncle John with bald-headed Sally. He saw a Mary coming and he jumped back in the alley. Oh, baby. Hey, 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 baby. Oh, hey, baby. Having me some fun tonight, baby. Sally, she's a real sweet. She got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Hey, 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 baby. Oh, hey, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Oh, we're gonna have some fun tonight. The house of fun tonight. The house of fun tonight. Everything's alright. We're gonna have some fun. Have some fun tonight.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a few seconds, right after this short break, a performance that Paul Simon said blew him away,
mm-hmm.
and Art Garfunkel said that's the way it was supposed to be done. How do you top that?
Elvis has got that beat that makes you want to tap your feet. Blue Sway Connection is rocking and rolling, baby.
Hey, this is Shaquille O'Neal for Rat. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You may know Shaq the rap artist. You may even know Shaq the movie star. But there's one Shaq you'll never see, and that's Shaq the drunk driver. That's because I know drinking and driving don't mix. So if you drink, don't drive. And if one of your friends has been drinking, get the keys. Because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Listening to Blue Suede Connection helps keep me perfect rhythm while I'm flipping my burgers on my beautiful propane grill.
Trouble.
sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend, I'm sailing right behind, like a bridge over troubled water. I will ease your mind, like a bridge over troubled water. I will ease your mind.
Woo! Thank you. Now, I am by no means taking any credit away from Simon and Garfunkel. They wrote the song.
Oh, yeah.
And they made it their version. They did an amazing, amazing version.
Mm-hmm.
But like they said, how do you top that?
It's wonderful.
I mean,
yeah.
Vocally, you got Elvis vocally. It's his best vocal, one of the best vocals I think he performed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got that orchestra and the Sweet Inspirations and the Imperials back there,
mm-hmm.
all just surrounding that auditorium. Can you imagine if you're an artist?
Yeah.
And you had a hit record, and you're sitting in a crowd at an Elvis show, and he does it, and the hair on your arms got to be standing up like, oh, my God, that's better than my version.
Oh, yeah, you know it is. You know you're so honored. Yeah.
But I love Simon and Garfunkel, and I certainly didn't want to take anything away from them. They great songwriters, great artists.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the two highest-grossing live Elvis Presley albums during his lifetime. These are the two albums that made the most money, which meant he got to enjoy some of the royalties of those albums.
Mm-hmm.
And coming in at number two is Elvis as recorded at Madison Square Garden in 1972. That made 3 million smackaroonies on its release when Elvis was with us.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1973, Aloha from Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
is his biggest selling live album, which made $5 million there in 1973.
Yes, it was.
Now, just to add to the list here, the highest grossing album of all of Elvis's albums was his classic Christmas album,
mm-hmm.
which made $3 million in its initial pressing, and it was reissued in 1970, which made another $13 million. So
mm-hmm.
this was making a lot of money on that Christmas album.
Let me tell you.
Honorable mentions. His first album, Elvis Presley, in 1956, made $1.3 million. His second, just simply called Elvis, also made $1.3 million. G.I. Blues made $1.3 million in 1960. Moody Blue from 1977, $2.3
million. Yeah.
Blue Hawaii, which is probably tripled, quadrupled now this, but in 1961, it made $3
million. Nice.
And How Great Thou Art, the gospel album from 1966-67, $3.3 million. And all those, you know, that's when Elvis was alive. Imagine how much they have made to this day.
Oh, twice as much.
I'll guarantee you that, baby.
Ah, you said you once loved me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Ah, oh, you say you once had loved me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home sometime. We've been together so long to have to separate. To separate this way. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Oh, give yourself just a little more time. Play some music. see you go. By my side, I know I can't forget you, so I don't even try. The note you left is in my hand. I read again what you say. You're sorry, but you love him. And you're both gone away. This is the story of a man whose world has fallen apart. And it's the story that is breaking my heart. An open fire, my favorite chair. Get a book from the shelf. But the words I am reading could apply to myself. This is the story of a man.
Music.
Ooh, yes.
I hate to do it. I hate to be the bad guy here, but you know, got to do these things once in a while. Hey, I had a lot of fun today. We have a lot of fun every week recording Blue Suede Connection and putting these shows together. It's not a job, it's a party, as we always say.
Yeah.
And we always want to thank everybody for being a part of it. We want you to call us. We want you to write to us. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you because it's not a party without you.
Exactly. Exactly. And listen, we've got a tip for you today.
Uh-oh.
How to fall asleep. Sleep in the living room chair. Number one, be old. Number two, sit in a chair.
Oh my, that fits. If the shoe fits, wear it, as they say. We're going to do it all again next week. You know the routine. Say it with me, baby.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We love you guys.
A song that I just did on my recent TV show.
Memories pressed between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down, settle softly to the ground, like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. Yeah. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories. And gentle days with you. Memories
pressed between the pages of my mind.
Can I hold her hand?
Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories,
kidding, ladies.
Memories, sweet memories.
Come on.
I'll hold hands and red bouquets and twilight trimmed in purple haze, laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories pressed between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, sweet memories.
Yeah, baby.
Memories, sweet memories.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.